Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn,
giving a microphone,
dress like a million bucks,
buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Put your hands together
for Steve
Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Steve
Harvey,
why don't you join
me? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turn them out.
Turn them out.
Turn them on to the morning, y'all.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey, got a radio show. Yeah, man. God is in the blessing business all day, every day. God got hundreds of millions of blessings that he passes out every day. All I want to do is be the recipient that I'm the recipient of what he has for me. That's all I want. I just want God's favor, and I want God's blessings. You know, of course, I need his mercy and his grace, but I just want his blessings and his favor. I want that in my life because it does things for me that I'm absolutely incapable of doing for myself. And I've been a recipient of many of those. And you can be the recipient of them too. You already are, really. Really, you already are. If you're getting up every morning, that's a blessing. If you're getting one day closer to anything you're trying to accomplish, that's a blessing. But now, let me talk to you about this part right here, folks, because this is the part that messes people up a great deal. What happens when you get off track? What is that? What does that mean when you get off track? See, I've been off track. I can't tell you how many times. And it happens in so many aspects of your life. But what is it that makes getting off track so debilitating to some people? You know, there are some people who, once they're off track, they off course. They off the dream. They on to something else. And you cannot allow the fact that you've gotten off track to stop you. Can I tell you something? Everybody gets off track. There are people who are living their life's dreams in spite of getting off track. See, what happens when you get off track? Here's the simple thing to do. The simple thing is just to get back on track. Yeah, that's easier said than done, ain't it, Steve? Yeah, because see, people, when you get off track, here's some of the things that happen. See, you get the here come the naysayers, some of them from the outside, some of them internally. Here's what gets said when you get off track. See, I told you. You know, you start hearing that. It's not for you. Okay? This is all just because you got off track. It's not for you. Okay, here's another one. It ain't meant to be. You can hear it or you can say it. Well, I guess it's just not meant to be. But let me ask you a question, though. Who made the rule that when you get off track, you can't get back on? Who made that rule? Where is that written that once you get off track, you can't get back on? See, because I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's no such rule. As a matter of fact, It's quite the opposite. See, everybody in pursuit of a dream, a goal, an aspiration, or a mission is going to get off track sometimes. You're going to get derailed. There are going to be days where you're not going to get it right. There are going to be days where you feel like giving up. There's going to be days when you're just going to flat out get it wrong. That's the journey. But let me tell you something. Every successful person that I know, ever met, talked to, sat down and chopped it up with, have shared one thing in common. We all get off track. We all get it wrong along the way. I don't care who the person is. The president got it wrong along the way. Your pastor got it wrong along the way. Choir director got it wrong along the way. The principal at your school got it wrong along the way. The valedictorian of your class got it wrong along the way. The star of the team got it wrong along the way. They've all been off track. Your boss down at your job, he got it wrong along the way. Your immediate supervisor got it wrong along the way. everybody I know that has any measure of success in every level that you call success, however you want to label it, has gotten off track. As a matter of fact, it's impossible. Listen to me. It is impossible not to get off track in pursuit of your dreams, goals, visions, aspirations. It is impossible. Don't you let nobody tell you that they got through life unscathed, that they made it because they was just so determined and I would let nothing turn me back. Yeah, you might not have let nothing turn you back because you're here. Oh, but you thought about it. Oh, you thought about it on days when you was off track. But see, people don't like to tell the whole story. They just want you to think as much as you can about them. So when they tell you their story, they leave out the stuff along the way. It was just hard work and determination that got me here. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was the fact that you got off track and the grace and mercy of God allowed you to get back on. His forgiveness allowed you to get back on because you would not believe what some of the people have done. So when you get off track, don't allow the naysayers outside and the big naysayer inside. Because let me tell you something. The biggest naysayer of them all comes from inside. See, it don't matter what other people say out there. It takes some time for you to learn this, and I understand, because it took me some time to learn it. See, I have a lot of naysayers out there, but I ain't operating for them. I operate and function for the ones that love me, for the ones that get me, for the ones that understand what I'm really trying to do. And so don't you be the one that doesn't allow yourself to get back on track when you get off track. Because like I said, who made the rule up that you can't get back on track? There's no such rule out there. Stop stopping yourself from getting it right. So what? You started a diet at the beginning of the year and you already off. Start another one. Start over. Try it again. Don't ever stop trying. If you stop trying, you can't make it. But if you never give up the effort, if you never give up and say it's over, it ain't over. You heard the saying, it ain't over till the fat lady sang. I never invite her. She's not invited. It ain't over till the fat lady sang. I don't know where the fat lady stay. I have not sent her an invitation to none of my events. She's not welcome here. She didn't ask me a couple of times, how come I never get invited? Because you're going to start singing. And I ain't got time for that. All right? Stop inviting the fat lady to all your events. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is upon us a new day. Thank God for it. Man, if you haven't taken out just a moment just to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking me up today. Thank you for a new opportunity, another chance to make a step forward, to make my dreams come true. Man, oh man, oh man. You know what I do, y'all? I have two goals in mind that I've learned that has really helped me out. You know, the two things I try to do go home and go to heaven. Them the two,
amen.
Them my two goals.
Amen again.
Every day. Go home.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And go to heaven. Mm-hmm. And I've discovered in my life that the best way to go to heaven is to, first of all, go home.
I like it.
Uh-huh. That I have learned that. Now, fellas, I ain't saying you need to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. But if you're having trouble with making it to heaven and it's creating a couple of dilemmas for you, start implementing the practice of going home.
Now,
it can save you a lot of time.
When did you come upon this revelation? When?
Well, it started, I just labeled it mm-hmm. about a year ago.
Uh-huh. Oh.
But I've been practicing it for quite some time.
Okay.
But I was just discovering, I said, why mm-hmm. is that? And I went, because you took your stupid ass home.
Yeah. When you didn't go home, were you wilding? Not when
Yeah. Well, you know, back in the day, your object was to not go home.
Yeah.
And that created a lot of opportunities to not go to heaven.
We got some stuff out here for you. You want to be out here?
Oh,
we got it for
you. I was partaking in it all.
Yeah, not all.
Let's start with Vegas.
One of the greatest adult cities for grown people. You know, like audiences sometimes, I say, how many of y'all never been to Vegas? Mm-hmm. I'm actually shocked and a bit appalled at the number of people whose hands go up to say they've never been to Vegas. Have no idea
the fun.
Sheer joy that awaits you in Sin City.
Yes.
Well, I do know this, Carla, and you can attest, I'm sure, when we first went to Vegas with Steve, we didn't know how many ways you could gamble. We're just thinking we're having a simple breakfast or lunch, but he got something else going on entirely. We didn't even know about the gambling while you were... I didn't even know that.
First
at the time
of all, before going I'm out playing Keno the entire time.
Yes.
At
That's
breakfast.
What my aunt wins big on Keno.
And y'all, and then remember on the when we was doing the radio show live for the hoodies, y'all would give me y'all's 100.
Uh-huh.
I would take your money and bring you back a win.
Yes. A W, baby. Yes.
I said, man, let me show y'all. Y'all don't know what y'all doing up here.
Yeah, so if you want to have a good time, go to Vegas with Steve. That's the moral of this story.
I go in the high slot room, stay your ass out of there.
All right, coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to do a little bit of Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, time to start your morning off with Run That Prank Back. Now, Steve is in for Junior, who is in for the nephew. So what you got for us, Steve?
I don't like being in for
I know.
Nobody.
I know you wouldn't like
it's
that.
Hard enough being for myself. Here's the prank, y'all. Get yourself together. This is a little bump and grind right here.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Marcus. Marcus.
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. Go ahead.
Hey, listen,
let me turn the radio down for a second. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I live in an apartment building that you just moved into. I live in 21A, and you live above me in 22A.
Uh-huh.
I actually got your number from the leasing office. I told them I wanted to welcome you to the apartment building, man, but I didn't want to really raise no eyebrows, but I was really calling about, you know, first of all, let me go ahead and say welcome to the building, man. I hope that you and your is that your wife that lives with you?
First of all, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. But why would you need to have my number to do that? You could have just came and knocked on my door, man.
Well, yeah. Well, see, what the reason why, I mean, I really called and got the number was kind of reach out to you, man. I don't be wanting to start no trouble with nobody or nothing like that. I be wanting to, you know, I want my neighbors to be cool with me, and I want to be cool with my neighbors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool.
So I was reaching out, man, because, you know, the noise, man. I work at night, and I sleep during the day, man. But it seems like since you guys moved in, man, in the middle of the day, it's you know, I mean, I know what it's like to have a lady.
Hold on. You're hearing noises coming from my place in the middle of the day?
Right. I mean, I'm guessing I'm hearing you making love to your lady, man. I mean,
Nah, man. You know what it is? You might be hearing something from another unit, man. It's definitely not coming from us, because I'm at work, and my girl is there, but she's on the computer. You know, she's looking for a gig right now. Hello?
Okay, wait a minute now. So you live in apartment 22A, right?
Yeah.
See, I live in 21A. Your bedroom is above my bedroom.
Wait a minute, hold on. You're telling me that you're hearing noises that sound like somebody's making love coming from my crib at this time of day, and I'm not there, and only my woman is there? Dude, man, you know, again, I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I appreciate you calling and you know, neighbor and all that. 21A, you said you went, right?
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you called me, all right? So let's get to the bottom of this one time. You saying you hearing noise? What kind of noise are you hearing exactly? Tell me.
Hey, you know what, man? This is probably just a big mistake. I mean, maybe she's just hanging some pictures or something, bro. I apologize for all the pictures, man. We ain't even bought no pictures yet.
I mean, you calling me like you hearing a jackhammer going off in my crib. What you talking about, man?
Hey, man, listen, Marcus, I apologize. I'm, you know.
My man, you telling me I'm a man. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know what you are, but I'm a man.
No, I understand.
You calling me, telling me you hearing noises coming from my crib and sound like somebody's and now you telling me don't worry about it, if you made a mistake.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is maybe it's just a legitimate mistake. I don't think maybe she's hanging some pictures or moving some furniture or something like that.
Ain't no pictures, man. I keep telling you that. Ain't no pictures. Ain't nobody hanging it shouldn't be no noise coming from my crib.
Hey, man, I ain't trying to start no trouble, man.
Hey, you not starting some man. What you talking about?
Hey, man, all I was calling about was trying to get a decent rest, man. I work at night, bro. That's all I'm talking about, man. I'm not trying to.
I don't give a if you want the graveyard shit. I don't care. You calling me, telling me about my crib that I just moved into. You hearing noises? Ain't no going on like that, man. I don't even believe it. You got the right address. Where you live at, man? You live on crib, bro.
Yes, man, in apartment 21A, and your place is above mine, man.
Hold on, man. Let me pull this truck over, man. Hold on 1 second, man. Because you talking some
dude. Hey, man, look, I'm not trying to have no trouble, man. I'm not trying to have no trouble, man.
You're working, man, dude. I do 50 hours a week, man. I don't need to hear no like this.
Okay, dog, I'm not. All I'm saying is, man, I thought you was making love to your woman, man. That's what I thought. That's why I called you to ask her to keep the noise down.
I ain't making love to my wife. I ain't even on my ass right now. I'm on my radio. Trust that. He gonna hear this 21A, and I'm coming right to your crib to hear it. I ain't hearing from your crib.
No, hold the hell up, dude. You're not coming to my apartment to hear nothing, man. I ain't got nothing to do with this.
If I am, I want your you don't know me.
I ain't letting you in my house, man, about no man that you got going on upstairs. You gotta control your woman, man. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Don't tell me nothing about my woman. You don't even know that woman.
I know she's been up there weighing it out for the last 2 weeks between 12 and 2. I know that.
You got to be you talking to Daniel, man. I'm coming to your house.
You ain't coming to my apartment, man. I'm not. Hey, man, listen. No. I ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm telling you.
You got trouble. I'm coming in your crib, man.
I got one more thing I need to say, all right? All right?
You better listen. You better be telling me you're opening the door.
Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What the?
You live in 21A, man? Step away from 21A, please. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy got me to prank you, man.
Oh, damn.
Are you at 21A?
Dude, I'm right outside my apartment, man. I'm ready to blow that thing up, man.
Nephew Tommy? This Tommy, man. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, Tommy. You had me going, man. I was coming to up, man. I'm serious, man. I got one more thing I got to ask before I let you go, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land, man? Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, without a doubt. Hey, man, step away from 21A. Step away.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you. President Biden will attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. In other entertainment news, Ray J says he has receipts. He is mad about Kris Jenner's recent lie detector test. Plus, Megan Thee Stallion talked to Hillary and Chelsea Clinton about her song WAP. Really?
Okay. That's what you chopping it up with?
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, we'll talk about these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, in the building for Sherry in Toledo. Sherry writes, I'm a 54-year-old photographer, and a longtime client booked me for a photo shoot. And she didn't tell me she was going to be nude. She's 74 years old. But the worst part is that she wanted tasteless photos. I canceled the shoot, and she wants her deposit back. And I'm not refunding it. Am I wrong to keep it?
Man, get that lady her money back.
Yeah.
Get that lady her money back. Yes, you wrong. You didn't want to do the photo shoot. Give her her money back. Yo, you saved yourself.
What? What do you mean?
You had to sit up and take this 74-year-old woman who obviously ain't fine all these tasteless-ass photos. Man, I'll pay you not to shoot this shot.
Okay.
Give her her deposit back. Are you wrong? Yes. Man, let her have her deposit. She's 74, dog.
Yeah, I don't know why she's keeping it.
So the lady's a woman photographer?
Yeah, she's a female photographer. And this 74-year-old woman is a longtime client of hers.
Yeah, well, she wants a new tasteless photo.
What?
I'm going to be nasty. I'm going to sit up here. I'm going to let them see the whole cookie, y'all.
Oh, no.
We're going to sit up in here. Now I want you to Photoshop.
Not the photo.
Listen to me. Put a Photoshop on my breast and push them back up where they belong. And then smooth the wrinkles out around my feet so they don't see all that. And then shrink down my ankles a little bit. Because they full from standing up, ushing all them years.
Full of fluid. They swollen.
And do something with my neck.
Smooth it out. All right, moving on. But yeah, I'm with you, Steve. Give the lady
and lighten the circles a little bit for me, because they done got real dark as I got older.
Move on.
Naya in Pittsburgh, we're moving on. Naya in Pittsburgh says, I've been married for 2 years. My husband had an affair while we were engaged and had a baby with the woman. He's always said I'm the reason he had the affair since I cut sex off 6 months before our wedding. I have silently dealt with the hurt and embarrassment. How do I get him to stop blaming me?
Oh, you allowed that?
Right.
See, you can't blame me if it ain't my fault. Here's the deal. You accepted the blame and allowed that to be his excuse. When really, that's not an excuse for him to do what he did. Not only did he cheat, but he made a baby. Now, how the hell is that your fault?
For real.
Right.
That part.
You didn't have sex with the other person. Mm-hmm. You didn't have unprotected sex with the other person. Mm-hmm. And you didn't cheat on your fiancé.
Yeah, she held out for 6 months. I guess she wanted to make it special for when they got married,
That's all it was, dog. That's all it was. Now, if you can't wait to 6 months, but you go out and get somebody unprotected sex, impregnate them, and have a baby. And you sat here and allowed him to tell you, how do you stop him from blaming you? Why don't you stop accepting the blame?
Right.
No, the blame is because he took his weak ass out there and did what he wanted to do.
Yes,
he wanted to have sex with that girl. He picked her, and he did it unprotected. All of it was his decision.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm going to say this, Steve. Since she asked you that question, obviously she doesn't know how to do it. So tell her, give her some suggestions on how she could stop accepting the blame from this
man. Hold on, wait a minute. You know what? I played this game with you long enough. You're going to stop blaming me for your actions.
Yes.
You're going to stop making me responsible for your actions and decisions. You made all these decisions. Yes, I made a decision to be celibate for 6 months before we got married because I wanted our wedding night to be something special. Yes, I did make that decision. You took it upon yourself to make that decision as a sign for you to go ahead and do what you want to do. So, like, I gave you permission or I caused you to sleep around.
Right, right.
No, that's not what's happening. And you're going to stop doing that to me. In your weakness, you're going to turn around and make me at fault because you're a weak man.
Come on here now. I love that. Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you call him a weak man, he's going to stop. He's going to quit bringing this up.
All right, yeah, and she's still there with the baby and everything. So yeah,
man,
all right.
She married him after all.
I know, for two years. Yeah. All right, moving on to Rhonda, CLO. Rhonda in Teaneck says, "My husband and I are separated, but we still do have sex occasionally. I had a boyfriend, but now he's furious with me because I called him by my husband's name during sex. I feel terrible, but I don't want to lose him. How do I fix this mishap?" Mishap. I like that.
Just tell him things like that happen. You've only been with two men, your husband and him. And, you know, you apologize. It can't happen. It won't happen again. You know.
He'll buy that.
It don't matter if he do or not. He won't sleep with you, don't he? He ain't that damn man. Trust me. He might be furious, but he ain't that man. But didn't she say that her and her husband is still separated?
They're separated, yeah.
Well,
but they still have sex, okay.
And then, see, the boyfriend don't know that.
Right.
See. So maybe you should tell your boyfriend that.
Tell him what?
That she's married?
The reason, well, he must know they separate.
He has to.
The reason I called you Bernard was because Bernard still be doing it. And Bernard was special, you know, because he was my first love. And I'm starting to fall in love with you, and sometimes the emotions are the same, so I apologize. I'm starting to fall in love with you. And it only reminds me of the only other man I ever loved with was Bernard Rayford Jenkins.
Not she said his whole name.
All right, BJ. BRJ. All right, thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Show. Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's longest-serving monarch, died Thursday at the age of 96 at her Scottish country estate. Her funeral will be held in London on September 19th. Her son, 73-year-old Charles, Prince Charles, is now King Charles III. There is still some royal drama, though, between King Charles, his sons, Prince William, and Prince Harry. Prince Harry is truly devastated by the death of his grandmother. He was very close to her. Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, received a nice hug from a teenage girl supporter who said that she just wanted to hug the Duchess to let her know that she is welcomed in London. You know, because after they left and stepped back from their royal duties and came to the U.S., you know.
I go on back over there and get mine. That's what
me
I'm
too.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn who don't like my black ass.
I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you know, so here I go.
Well, at least that one young lady wanted her to know that she was welcomed in London. So, yeah, we'll see how that develops, you know, what they decide to do, if they're going to go back or, you know, pick up the royal duties if they can, whatever. We'll see how it goes. Seems like there's trying to be some healing now in that situation. Meanwhile, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will attend the Queen's funeral on September 19th at Westminster Abbey. And you know, that'll be telecast broadcast.
Also, what you all don't know is Earl of Ardingham is coming back after the funeral.
Oh, okay, is
we'll
he?
Hear from him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Too soon, right now.
Yeah, he told me to let you know, but after the funeral, he's gonna come in.
Oh, he told you that? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When'd you speak with him?
The last Thursday when it happened.
Oh.
He called me. He was devastated. He said after the funeral, he'd like to come on the radio and straighten out a couple of things.
Oh, and what did you tell him? You told him
Oh, hell yeah. Earl of Ardingham.
The door is always open.
Always, dog. I think he may be coming in a little bit more regular now. Yeah, he's got a special announcement to make. I don't think it's going.
Okay.
Royal Palace news. We're moving on.
Definitely. Moving on to Hillary Clinton and her docuseries with her daughter Chelsea premiered this past Friday on Apple TV Plus. During the interview, Hillary and Chelsea are hanging out with none other than Megan Thee Stallion. They're hanging out, they're painting with Megan, and they discuss the criticism and misogyny they faced in their careers, all three ladies. And also discussed, this is Megan Thee Stallion, Meg Thee Stallion, Hillary Clinton, former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and her daughter Chelsea are hanging out with Meg Thee Stallion.
I just wanted to say this.
Never
said this before.
What?
When I see Meg Stallion, I just clap uncontrollably. I don't know what happens to me, but whenever I see Meg Thee Stallion, I just start clapping for her.
I wanted
to say that.
Yeah, and I'd never thought I'd say this, that Meg Thee Stallion, Hillary Clinton, and Chelsea Clinton were discussing Meg and Cardi B's song, WAP. I never thought I'd say that. Take a listen.
But I kind of came to awareness of you with the Cardi B WAP.
I just wanted to do a song with Cardi. As soon as she sent me the song, I think I sent it back to her like the next day. And it was just so exciting. The men, they seem so confident in what they're saying, and they don't have no problem with talking about their sexuality and how they're going to have sex with you. So I was like, well, I could do that, and it's going to sound fire coming from a woman.
It's great to see women be so kind of fierce.
That is my life's mission, to make sure that I'm always unapologetically me.
Hot girl summer.
Okay. Okay. There you go, clapping uncontrollably.
I told you, I don't know what it is. Meg Stallion, clap out. I'm sorry. Wasn't really nothing that profound or nothing. I just found it to be clappable.
Because
it's Megan.
Yeah, but I do like the fact that, like she says, she's unapologetically her. I mean, right. It doesn't matter who it is. She's going to be Meg the Stallion. You know, she has a song called, as Hillary called it, WAP, but we call it WAP.
Yes.
Yeah, and she explained why she did it, and here it is, you know. You know, here it is. Take it or leave it. All right.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what she's doing. Finally, in entertainment news, Kris Jenner, you guys heard about this, took a lie detector test during the Late Late Show with James Corden. Okay. Kris was asked if she leaked, because this was a big thing, if she leaked the sex tape of Kim and Ray J. Kris, on the lie detector test, said no and apparently passed the test. Okay, Ray J heard about this, was really upset, really mad. He said, Steve, pay attention because there was some cussing going on. Ray J said, y'all have blanked with the wrong one. Ray J then went live on Instagram and said, there is a third sex tape called Santa Barbara Sex. Her mama, meaning Kris, made us go shoot it for safety. Kris watched the blank word. That's the big one right there. Kris watched it and said, well, then Ray J's live Instagram got shut down because he was going in. He was going in.
Let me tell you something, man. I saw Ray J.
With the receipts.
I laughed so hard.
Ray J.
I was with Ray J. Ray J was mad at the dude because yes. He saved all the texts.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and he was trying to show it on live.
Right. Uh-huh.
And the dude that was scrolling wasn't scrolling right. And he was getting mad at the dude for not keeping up with the instructions. Boy, that Ray J had me laughing so hard, man.
Ray J
had all his evidence.
Yeah, he did. He had all the receipts. All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to switch gears because, yes, it is Tuesday, and we're going to talk about voting right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, we previously told you that every Tuesday until the midterm elections, we are going to remind you to go vote. Please register whatever you have to do. Well, today there are primary elections in Delaware, in New Hampshire, and in Rhode Island. The midterm elections are Tuesday, November 8th. And the countdown is on, all right? The Senate returned to work last Tuesday, and the House is back this week. If Democratic leaders have their way, Congress will be back on break for most, if not all, of October, all of the month of October, to let lawmakers go home and campaign ahead of a high-stakes midterm election. That will decide which party controls Congress for the next 2 years. Democratic leaders are also urging voters to support as many of President Biden's judicial nominees as possible. There are currently 78 vacancies on federal trial and appellate courts. Biden has issued 4 nominations for appeals court and 33 for district courts. After the latest with the actions of the Supreme Court, you now know how important it is to vote. Okay, you have to vote for these judges. You have to vote. You have to vote for judges. Go on down the line and vote. Educate yourself, vote. If you need to register to vote, go right now to whenweallvote.org. You can also vote at vote.org. So it's whenweallvote.org or vote.org. Okay.
Are two sites where you can register to vote right now. We don't have any time for you all to waste. A lot of deadlines are coming up for registration in October. Tell them, Steve.
That's right.
They got to get to
it. I'm telling you, what the ladies are saying, listen to me, Steve Harvey Nation. We got to get serious this trip around. Mm-hmm. These midterms are important. For the first time ever, because of our voting right, we visibly affected the presidential election. Mm-hmm. The celebrations that we had afterwards were worthy and well-deserved. But these midterms, we should have the same type of celebrations. For the first time ever, the state of Georgia was turned blue. Mm-hmm. And that can happen again. We've got to get Stacey Abrams in office,
yes,
running
in
for governor in Georgia. Mm-hmm. But to all those big cities that listen to us, Philly, Detroit, Milwaukee, all of you that listened, that went out to the polls and changed the election.
Yes, you
Detroit
have the power.
Changed Michigan. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee changed Wisconsin. That's Philly changed Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Atlanta changed Georgia. Brunswick changed Georgia. Valdosta changed Georgia. We can do it, man. We have the power.
Yes,
we have got to get out here and vote. Mm-hmm. We have stopped allowing the minority to control the majority. You can stop that by voting.
Yeah. Your vote matters. Go to whenweallvote.org. And you can also register at vote.org. Go today. All right. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to check your voicemail at 877-29-STEVE right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time to check Steve's voicemail. If you want to leave a message for Steve, give us a call, please. 877-29-STEVE. Steve, this caller's name is Don Juan.
Dejuan.
Oh, Dejuan. Why did I say Don? Thank you. I don't know what.
Bishop Don Juan, Sheridan.
Maybe that's where my head is, right? I put it all together. This caller's name is Dejuan, Steve. He's asking for advice for young men.
Hey, Steve. My name is Dejuan, and I was looking for some advice for any young black man out there that's just trying to make it, to have this ambition just to be successful in life. Like, what's the best advice you got besides just keep moving forward?
He says, besides keep moving forward?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Besides saying that, keep moving forward.
Well,
he's tired of you saying that. Say something else.
Or he's tired of hearing it from somewhere else.
Well, here's the deal. Two things help you become successful. It's the motivation of what it is you're doing it for. And it's the discipline, the willingness to apply the work ethic and the faith necessary to make it come true. Motivation changes. Some days you won't be motivated because things happen during the course of a day. If you're motivated to become successful, okay, cool. But you wake up this morning and you're having a family emergency. Your motivation isn't to become successful right now. Your motivation becomes to solve the family emergency. Mm-hmm. Your emergency becomes, let me go see what my wife really needs from me. Your motivation could become that day, let me go down here and get these bills paid so I can get this light turned on. Mm-hmm. So motivation to become successful, it wanes from time to time. The thing that can never wane is your discipline. You must remain disciplined to stay the course. So even though, young man, you don't want to hear the keep moving forward, the two factors that drive you to your goals, your motivation and your discipline, the discipline can never wane, even if the motivation changes. So the motivation changes. I got to go down here and pay this bill, get this light back on. I got to go in here and take care of this family emergency. When that is handled, the discipline causes you to either before you go do that to do the things that you committed to do, or after you handle that, get right back to doing the thing that you was committed to do. It's the discipline is doing what you have to do when you don't want to do it.
All right, Jay.
That's different from keep moving forward.
It is.
You got to get discipline.
You got it. Yep.
Discipline. Mm-hmm. And I work on that all the time myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm older. And I have become successful, but I still have to remind myself to be disciplined at all times, or else even I can go off track.
Okay,
that's real talk.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right, Dejuan. Caller named Trisha. Steve says she loves Cedric the Entertainer.
Hey, Steve, this is Trisha. I just want to get a shout out to your boy, Cedric. Cedric the Entertainer, he was by my office the other day, and he got out to take a selfie with me because I couldn't do it inside the car because it was too dark in there, and he was too dark for me to see. So he got out of the car, took his seatbelt off and everything because he was ready to go, but he still did that for me. A big old truck was waiting to get in his parking spot, and he didn't care about that. I just think he's a cool guy, and I got pictures and video of him doing that. I just love Cedric the Entertainer. He's a good guy, and I know you know it. Great job, Steve. Morning show.
Yeah, best guy I know. Right, but what you're not going to do is call in here and talk about how dark he is. And he,
what was that?
You couldn't take a picture of him in the car because there wasn't enough light in that car. And his seat was black leather. And then his dark ass was in there and you couldn't see him because of the seats and the interior of the car. That's what you're not going to do about my dog. So what do you have to get? A lot of people got to get out and get in the light. Light-skinned people need light, too.
Yeah.
Not just going to put this off on said. Thank you for calling.
But you just hung out with them, and you guys had a blast. Yeah.
That's
all right, Trisha. Yeah. All right, coming up next, we have a prank phone call for today right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, get somewhere and sit down. How many times have I heard that in my life? We'll figure out what that's all about, I know, in just a few. But right now, Steve is in to bring us today's prank phone call from the nephew. What you got, Steve?
Here's the prank. Mm-hmm. Can I paint your wife naked?
Even sound right coming from you.
And why are you one saying it's so dry?
One more time, just, though. Yeah.
No way I would say this.
Say it again.
Hey, man. Can I paint your wife naked? And then just prepare for this ass whooping.
Right, right.
That this man finna put on me. Man, come on. Bring it, cat.
Hello?
Hello. I wish to speak with a Mr. please. Hello, sir. My name is Sebastian. I am with the Art Institute, and I wanted to give you a call about I have a huge showing coming up where I'm going to be displaying my portfolio and all of my drawings within it, but I have one drawing that I'm looking to display that I have not put on canvas yet, and I'm looking to take something of essence to put on canvas, and I wanted to call you about getting permission.
Well, wait, hold up, dog. Just to stop you right now, I don't do that, all right? I'm not a model. That's not my profession. So you would not waste your time no more, you know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and go.
I don't think you understand that my showing is going to have some very important people there. Okay. I am, like I said before, with the Art Institute.
Okay, yeah, but like I said, dog, I don't do that. That's not me. I mean, dog, I hate it. You know, what, you just calling folks up? You a solicitor or something? I mean, y'all just randomly picking out folks and trying to get them to model up? Man, I ain't trying to break your heart.
Sir, Mr. No, I'm not just randomly calling people. I actually have done research in order to get your number. What I'm doing is I'm not calling you as far being a model that I'm going to portray on canvas, but you have something far more greater visually that I would like to behold on canvas. Now, you're married to your wife is am I correct?
Whoa, dog. No, for real, who is this? Seriously, how'd you get my number? How'd you get my number? Because you're talking about my wife and stuff? You know my wife?
My name is Sebastian. I am with the Art Institute. What I'm trying to do is capture and immortalize the beauty of essence on canvas.
Okay, yo, for real, though, you just can't, you don't talk about my wife, all right?
I'm not calling in a negative manner towards your wife. I want to immortalize her and capture her on canvas, the beauty that she beholds. I've seen your wife several times. You guys reside.
Whoa! You see my wife? Where do you see my wife at? Why are you watching my wife?
I've seen her. She shops on 125th Street in Harlem. I've seen her so many times there. And she holds all the beauty that an artist would like to put on canvas. Like I said before, I have a huge showing in May. You're welcome to come out as well.
Yeah,
there's going to be so many important people there. But I want to call and get permission from you about painting your wife.
No, you ain't got that permission, Playboy. You just can't go around following my wife and trying to immortalize her, whatever you just said, all right?
I would like to let you know, I have taken the liberty myself. I have painted your wife's head.
What? Yo, you have lost your damn mind. You can't be just walking around here painting folks' head. You got to get permission for that. What's wrong with you? You are crazy.
You don't understand. Your wife holds the essence that every artist wants to.
I don't care what she holds. You can't be going around painting folks' heads. What's wrong with you?
Sir, that's the reason why I'm calling, trying to get permission from you. I, Sebastian, want to put your wife on canvas because she holds the essence that every artist wants to behold. She mortalized the beauty of canvas.
Whoa. Hold up, dog. You telling me you walking around Harlem painting my wife's head? What kind of is that? What are you doing, dude?
I'm only trying to complete my portfolio.
Your portfolio. Here, listen to this. If I see my wife's head anywhere, I don't care, newspaper, magazine, I don't care where it is, billboard, wherever, I'm going to find your and I'm going to whoop your. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I'm going to sue the to you. You understand that?
Sir, I don't want to have a duel with you, sir.
A duel? What is a duel? In fact, what name is Sebastian? What kind of name is that, Sebastian?
Sir, all I want to do is paint your wife in her rawest and purest form.
What does raw and purest form mean? What the do you want? Seriously.
I want to paint your wife. I want to paint her in the nude.
Are you out your mind? That's what you should do. Tell me where you at. You want to paint something? I'll give you something to paint. Tell me where you at. 125th. Meet me 125th. That's what's up. I want to whoop your ass. Meet me. Paint me. You out your mind talking about you want to paint my wife in a nude. I'm going to take them brushes and stick them up your
Mr. She holds the essence that every person should
be. I don't give a what she holds. I don't give a be out your mind for asking me some like that.
Sir, I must ask you, do you think that you are the only person that has seen your wife in the nude? Surely there's been men before you that have seen her in the nude.
Who the f*** are you? Hey, my wife ain't no more. You call my wife a f***? Is that what you saying? Are you calling my wife a f***? You.
I want to paint your wife in the beauty that she in on canvas,
what
sir.
What the f*** did you not understand? I just said f*** you. No. I told you, meet me on the corner of 125th and Clayton Powell.
I got one more thing. I just want to say to you.
Say it.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, man. Yo, man. I was moving furniture and in here, dude. Tommy, you got me, dog. Oh, man, y'all got me.
It was Sebastian, sir.
Yeah, dude. Where the you get Sebastian, bro? I was about to whoop your and Sebastian's. I was to paint brushes and all. We was about to paint Harlem with your.
Hey, he told me, man. He said he loved his wife to
hell yeah.
Part. I said, all right, cool. let me say this right now. loves you. Let me get one more thing from you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Yeah, man. It's Steve Harvey in the morning show, baby.
I don't want to have a duel with you.
Right. Who says that?
Who the hell a duel? Matter of fact, who the hell names Sebastian? Bro was working through just the sense that this was a duel
Game of Thrones type.
Dog, I'm finna meet you on 125th and beat your ass. This ain't finna be no duel.
I got your duel.
Right. Maybe I'll do it twice. Wow, that was crazy.
So crazy.
Tommy's always into something.
Play too much. Pranking folks, pranking their wives. Uh-huh. I don't know how he comes up with this stuff. He's crazy.
Yeah, he said just in his head. Just he thinks of it in his head. It's a lot of
very,
stuff going
very,
on up
very
here.
Very small head.
Uncle
Ness. It's crowded though because his head is so small.
Yeah, it's crowded in there.
I don't really think it's the head that's small. I think it's the brain.
All right. Coming up next, it is the strawberry letter for today, and the subject is get somewhere and sit down. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. Yeah, write us. We're going to try to help you. We love to help you. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, right?
That's right. Buckle up. Hold on tight. It's the Strawberry Letter. Go, Shirley. Oh, that was a little extra.
That was like coming in hot. Okay.
Right.
Thanks, Carla. Subject, get somewhere and sit down. Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 60-year-old single mother. My son is 32, and he has been a single father since his first wife passed away 4 years ago. My granddaughter is 14 years old, and she's with me during the week, and she goes back to her dad's house on the weekend. My son has started back dating, and he wants to be married again. He says he doesn't function well as a single man. I have nothing to do with his love life, but I have everything to do with how his daughter is raised, and I don't think he should be introducing her to all kinds of women while she's still in the grieving process. This new girl he's dating is very simplistic and materialistic. She's got her own money, so she's not asking for anything from my son, but it's the way she carries herself that is on my nerves. She and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. She has a 16-year-old daughter that she leaves alone overnight to go play house with our son. Her daughter has a brand new car, and she lets her run wild with her friends all over town. The only time my granddaughter has quality time with her dad, is on the weekends, and this new woman is always around and in the way. My granddaughter sees through her and gets irritated when this woman plays rap music and knows all the lyrics. She feels like the woman is trying too hard. She's visited at my house with my son and runs around waiting on my son hand and foot, and I had to tell her to get somewhere and sit down. I have never seen a woman try so hard, and her intentions may be good, but she has to fall back a bit. I think my son is falling for her representative and not the real woman. How can I get him to pump the brakes? Okay, grandmother. Your intentions might be right, but you need to fall back a little bit. I mean, I agree your son doesn't need to introduce her daughter, or his daughter, I should say, to a lot of random women, because grief is a process and it takes time. And although it has been 4 years, grief is different for everyone. And your granddaughter, his daughter, is only 14. So that means her mother passed when she was just 10 years old. So let her have a moment, okay? She's obviously still working through some things in her young life. Now, your son wants to remarry, you said, but he's got to make sure his daughter is good, and he has to make sure this woman is a good fit for their family. His daughter needs him. Yes, she has you, grandmother, thank God, but daddy has to learn how to divide his time and make his time count and make quality time between his new girlfriend and his daughter, who, again, is only 14. Is this new woman even trying to connect with the daughter? Is she doing that? Is she ready to take on the role of stepmom, mom, or is she just concentrating on being with the dad? It doesn't sound like she is, according to your letter. It sounds like, according to you, she's only interested in your son and not his daughter. But again, All you can do is talk to your son. You can try to reason with him and make suggestions on how he should handle this very delicate situation. You can't go in too hard against this woman because your son does like her and he's considering marriage. He wants to remarry and it sounds like she might be the one. So he needs your non-emotional voice of reason right now. That might make a difference in the woman he chooses to be with. And if it's her, you know, just be reasonable. Talk to him. Don't be all emotional talking about the woman and all that because, again, he likes her. Steve?
Well, get somewhere and sit down. This is a letter about a mother that doesn't like the choice of women her son is making. That's all this letter is about. Now, it's masked with a lot of other stuff, and I will point this out to you as we go along. First of all, I'm a 60-year-old single mother. What? I didn't know that was a term. I thought that when your son is 32 and you 60, I think you can stop saying that at one point. It's like when the baby is 38 months old. Come on now. We need some years. We got to quit doing months now. You know, we got to stop doing, you know,
I'm
11 weeks pregnant. That's good. At one point, you got to be 7 months. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a conversion. So I'm confused with I'm a 60-year-old single mother. Referring to yourself as a single mother, meaning that you have to raise a child on your own. That's what being a single parent or mother represents to me. It's just my opinion. She may be single and a mother. That's cool. But don't use that because the boy 32.
See, I didn't know you would be stuck on that.
It ain't like you got to take his ass to soccer practice. You got to come up with field trip money. You're just struggling with it.
So what should she have said? Just a 60-year-old single woman?
My son is 32. That's all. Don't try to draw us in with I'm a 60-year-old single mother to draw like, oh, wow, how long she been doing this?
All right, here we go. She said that. We'll have part two.
You'll see what I'm saying in a minute. Watch.
We'll have part two of Steve's response because he's just stuck on the first line of the strawberry letter.
Can't get off of it. It's going to tell the rest of the letter.
All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's title is one that's close to my heart of the strawberry letter. Get somewhere and sit down. We'll get back into it with Steve's response right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, get somewhere and sit down.
Woo. Well, this 60-year-old single mother that didn't have to mention that to us, because when you're a single mother, I'm thinking of you raising children on your own. Her boy is 32. So that's a term I disagree with. My son is 32, and he's been a single father since his first wife passed away 4 years ago. Very important. My granddaughter's 14, and she's with me during the week, and she goes back to her dad's house on the weekend. My son has started back dating, and he wants to be married again. He says he doesn't function well as a single man. I have nothing to do with his love life. This is not true because you do. I have nothing to do with his love life, but the rest of this letter is all about his love life. But I have everything to do with how his daughter is raised. And I don't think he should be introducing her to all kinds of women while she's still in the grieving process. Now, I understand that statement that this woman is making. And I understand that the little girl is still dealing with it even after 4 years because it's something you almost never get over. I understand that. But this man has been grieving for 4 years too, but he's ready to move forward. He should be allowed to date. Now, you made a statement that I don't think he should be introducing her to all kinds of women while she's still in the grieving process. But that ain't what this letter is about. You immediately go, this new girl he's dating is very simplistic and materialistic. Excuse me? Make up your mind, mama. She's either simplistic or materialistic. Simplistic means very simple things. essential. Very doesn't care about extra. Materialistic is the direct opposite. So I'm not really sure you even know what you're talking about. She's got her own money. Okay. So she's not asking for anything from my son. So what you're saying is this woman brings plenty to the table outside of being what could be a very good woman. But it's the way she carries herself that gets on my nerves. You just said in the letter that you don't want to get into your son's love life. It's none of your business. Just raising the daughter is. But now I don't like the way she carries herself gets on my nerves. She and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. She has a 16-year-old daughter that she leaves alone overnight to go play house with my son. 16-year-olds can stay home by themselves. 16-year-olds can stay home. Technology now makes it where a 16-year-old can stay home by themselves.
I did it when we didn't have technology.
Hell yeah. I had to stay home and bet not. And I tell you what, here was the rule. When I get back, this house better be just like I left it.
That's right.
Her daughter has a brand new car, and she lets her run wild with her friends all over town. Mm-hmm. Does she really, or does the girl just have a brand new car and can drive to visit her friends? Nothing. The little girl ain't no reputation or nothing. You letting her run, that's not what it is. The only time my granddaughter has quality time with her dad is on the weekends, and this new woman is always around and in the way.
Mm.
Excuse me, but this man's every weekend can't be for his daughter. I'm sorry, that's not... Y'all can say that if you want to, but don't nobody do that. The girl is 14. She probably has friends, has a life on her own, FaceTime, probably got a phone, all this here. I got news for you. Once they reach that teenage years, they don't really want to be sitting around your ass that much.
They really don't.
Dog, they busy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They have their own friends. They have their
own. And the new woman is always around and in the way. My granddaughter sees through her and gets irritated when this woman plays rap music and knows all the lyrics. Well, you can't know the lyrics unless you know the lyrics. You know, they in their 30s. That's all. She grew up on hip hop.
Yeah.
She feels like the woman is trying too hard. Yeah, it's called effort. She's visited at my house with my sons and runs around waiting on my son hand and foot. And I had to tell her to go somewhere and sit down. Okay. So now the woman caters to your son. You don't like that. She got her own money. You don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's simplistic. You don't like that. And she materialistic. You don't like that.
Mm.
And now she come over to your house running around waiting on your son. And you don't like that. I have never seen a woman try so hard, and her intentions may be good. I think her intentions are just fine. And if you don't want her to try hard, what you want her to do? But she has to fall back a bit. And I think my son is falling for her representative and not the real woman. Well, time will tell. Because the representative can't stay forever. How can I get him to pump the brakes? Well, let's start with... You need to pump the brakes.
Yeah, that's what I said. She needs to.
Your son wants to be married. Let him figure it out. Every weekend can't be for the kids. Her 16-year-old can stay home alone. And you wrong because you don't even really know this woman. And that's why your ass is a 60-year-old single mother. That's exactly why your ass is a 60-year-old single mother.
Post your comments.
Hello.
Thank you, Steve, on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, a young college man on Facebook said his parents are upset that he and his girlfriend are having sex, and he needs advice from you, Steve, about an upcoming trip. We'll talk about it right after this.
Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, the Emmy Awards were last night, Steve. It was hosted by your good friend Kenan Thompson. Did a great job. He even reunited with his old buddy Kel, who played a drunk at the bar that they had on set. So Kenan and Kel reunited. We have to say congratulations to Zendaya, who won for Euphoria. Yes. Quinta Brunson, who won for Abbott Elementary, and Ooh, Cheryl Lee Ralph. Yes, that show is so great. It's just greatness, that show. Cheryl Lee Ralph, who's been in the business for quite some time. We love her. She's a friend of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Cheryl Lee Ralph also won for Abbott Elementary for her role in that show. And she gave one of the greatest acceptance speeches ever. Take a listen.
To anyone who has ever, ever had a dream and thought your dream wasn't, wouldn't, couldn't come true, I am here to tell you that this is what believing looks like. This is what striving looks like. And don't you ever, ever give up on you. I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know.
Cheryl Lee Ralph, congratulations. Congrats. So deserving. So deserving. It looked, yeah, it just looked like a good time was had by all. We want to say congratulations to all the nominees and to all the winners, Steve. It was.
Yeah, from now on, when Cheryl Lee Ralph is up for nomination for any awards, they're going to make her category last.
Why you say that?
Because ain't nobody finna follow all that. So, you know, the next person that got their award, they was up there just going, hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody. It's great. You know, I wanted to do what Cheryl did, but I can't. You don't even know who I am at this point. Thanks, guys.
New York Fashion Week is back. Yes, it is. We'll talk about it right after this. Congratulations, Cheryl Lee.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, so New York Fashion Week is back. According to Vogue magazine, there is a schedule of over 100 brands that will have traditional runways, appointment-only viewings, immersive experiences, and enough dinners to almost make up for 2 pandemic years of barely going out. There will be street fairs from Balenciaga, Gucci, Dior, and Valentino. Fendi, who we saw Lori sporting over that. She was rocking some Fendi, looking good. Fendi is celebrating its 25th anniversary of the iconic Fendi baguette bag that everyone wanted after watching episodes of Sex and the City. Remember that?
Yeah.
And Lori, your daughter, Steve, looked beautiful in her Fendi and everything she wore for Fashion Week, actually.
Now, that was crazy because I actually had dinner. Mm-hmm. I mean, lunch with Lori in New York because I had to go up there Sunday for a meeting. Mm-hmm. So on Sunday, I had lunch with Lori.
Okay.
And that Fendi outfit she wore was actually done by Ellie. It's actually a coat. It's one coat.
Mm-hmm.
She pulled it off her shoulders, folded it, and cinched it, and made it look like a dress under it and a coat on top of it.
That girl's got style.
That's actually just one piece.
Oh, okay.
And Fendi, who didn't want to dress her at first, after this, and they gave her stuff she didn't want to wear, after Ellie straightened it out, she became the most photographed person for Fendi that night.
Wow.
Now they're going to treat her a little bit differently.
Okay. All right. Recognize.
As they should.
Sports Athletic Brand Puma will feature men's and women's collections with remixed retro signatures and collaborations from the likes of Dapper Dan and creative designer June Ambrose. So, Steve, what did you and your style, what do you all have going on? I mean, what'd you guys do? You said you went to dinner with Lori. What else did you do for Fashion Week?
No, I ain't go up there for Fashion Week. I went up there for business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all this fashion icon stuff, that thing pretty much fleeting for me.
But you always dress the part, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I dress myself. You know, Ellie was up there with Lori. I know how to dress myself. That's why I try to tell his little skinny ass, hey, boy, I was putting on clothes before you was born.
Blue cheese.
Dog, I know how to go in my closet and put stuff together. So, you know, I just went up there for a business meeting, man. It's a very well-received meeting I went to. I wasn't up there for Fashion Week at all. I just went up there for meeting.
But it looked like you were.
You were real fly. Yeah.
No, I had on, let me tell you now.
What?
I had on just a tracksuit with a black t-shirt, a white tracksuit with a black t-shirt. I had on a Fendi bucket hat, but I had on Fendi sneakers that I had bought and only wore once. And then I just put them all together. Ellie was impressed, but I wasn't. You know, Ellie told me, oh, Mr. Harvey, you put this together so nice. I made a fair squinch my face up like, black, little stupid. You don't really think I just started dressing when I met your ass, dude?
But Ellie does have great fashion sense and stuff.
Oh, no. This boy is over the top off the chain. He's super, super talented. He's going to be one of the great fashion people in the world.
Yeah.
He will be one of the next fashion greats in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, one day he will be. I'm not saying he's next. Mm-hmm. But I predicted that he will be a Virgil before it's over with.
Nice. Oh, wow. Okay.
Because he sketches. Right, he does everything. This dude, he just needs more experience with everything. But this dude right here, when it comes to understanding it, he's immersed in it. He's very committed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very talented.
Yeah. Very stylish. Very knowledgeable. Yeah, all of that. Yeah, but and he... He dressed your girl. He dressed our girl, Lori. I feel like she's one of our little babies on the show, too, because we've seen her grow up and become this fashion icon that she is now. So congratulations. We'll have more of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so even though the economy is unpredictable and supply chain issues are still affecting consumers, luxury car sales, Steve, are booming. It seems rich Americans are purchasing record numbers of Teslas, Bentleys, Ferraris, and Lamborghinis, among other luxury car brands. So here's the question, Steve, and this is kind of a crazy question, but we're going to ask you anyway. If money was no object, what car or truck would you purchase? What's your dream car? I mean, dream car.
The only car that's missing that I've got to get is a 1957 Chevy Bel Air convertible.
Oh.
That has to happen.
Now, didn't you have something like that?
No, I got a 40 Cadillac. I had a 42 Pontiac that I took it to the shop, and the dude disappeared with it.
What?
Oh, that happened out in L.A. I took it to his shop trying to support this brother. He disappeared with the shop, the car, everything. Never saw it again.
Wow.
Wow.
So what's so special about the car that you want, the Bel Air convertible?
Because
Chevy?
I was born in 1957. And it's one of my favorite old cars, the way it looks. It's just a big, bad thing. I'm going to get one, though. I want it to be beautiful. I'm going to get it already made. I fixed up my Cadillac. I don't want to fix it. I want to buy it already made.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want no mag wheels. I don't want no hot rod ass car.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are. It is time for Would You Rather. All right, so think back to your school day, Steve. Now, would you rather get the worst grades in an honors class, okay? Or would you rather get the best grades in a remedial class?
Oh, I've had the best grades in a remedial class. One of the highlights of my elementary school period. I was accidentally put in a remedial class for 4 weeks. Straight A's. Greatest school experience I've ever had.
Is there anything you haven't done?
No, I was in a remedial class. They didn't play good at recess. I was a little upset about recess with the kids. But
they didn't play well.
They didn't play good, you know.
Why were you accidentally placed in it?
I don't know. They had just misread a test or something, and they put me in a remedial class. And it was outstanding. I was in the fourth grade, and it was just wonderful. Anybody know what 2 + 2 = 4?
Just killing it.
8 + 8 = 16. Got you. I knew all that. Man, I was going, this is great. I was getting A's and everything, and then the teacher took me down to the principal's office and said, I think we've made a mistake. This young man shouldn't be in a remedial learning class. And I was looking upside her head like, yes, I should.
She was a hater. Don't take my moment from me.
Man, put me back in that regular class. I went on back to getting them D's. So I've already had that experience right there.
Anyway. All right. You got these nude pictures. They were leaked, okay? So would you rather them, your nude pictures be leaked to everyone at work, or everyone at your family reunion, your family gathering?
I need y'all to see this at work. Yeah, I need y'all to see who your boss really is. Yeah, I need y'all to be sitting up in here and have a whole new respect level for me. I'm going to have y'all sitting up in here going,
Monica covered her eyes. We can't even look at you the same.
Yeah. I'm going to have y'all in here going, oh, I see now.
Steve Harvey. Yeah. What up, Steve?
Yeah, speak to me different in the morning.
Uh-huh. Okay, King of Comedy, good morning.
There'll be some damn clapping going on over the control. Hey, boss.
All right. Steve, would you rather get a small tattoo on your face?
Have a
small
what?
A small tattoo on your face.
B.
Or would you rather a tattoo that covers your entire butt? Which one?
No, I'm going to get that ass tattoo.
Not your booty.
Yeah, we not putting that on my damn face. Sitting up in here, I'm going to have my whole ass tattooed. I'm going to just make it like put it in a honeycomb pattern.
Today's round.
A little caption at the bottom of it, sweet meat.
That's today's round of
have
Would You
a
Rather.
Honeycomb
we'll
pattern tattooed on my ass.
Look at like 49 minutes after.
Honeycomb.
Quiet fool.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, guys, here we are. Our last break of the day on this Tuesday. It's been a good day. Fun day. Went by rather quickly, huh?
Yeah.
September's Steve, moving, crazy. Too. September's
yes, it is. Moving, right?
Man.
Hey, what's today? September
13th.
Uh-huh.
It's the
you know what?
Oh, okay.
What?
Oh, I got to call my boy. Whoa. Hey, man, September 13th, happy birthday to Ricardo Prude. See, all of us that grew up on 112, we know each other's birthday.
Okay.
Manny Calhoun is February 4th. Mm-hmm. Butch is February 1st. L is December 21. Jeff Goetz, January 13th. Did I say L? L is December 21.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm the 17th. And all of us know each other's birthdays because we've been friends now for 61 years.
Wow.
So today is Ricardo Prue's birthday up in Cleveland, Ohio. One of the top all-state agents up there. My dog, we grew up together. We went to elementary school together. We went to junior high together. We went to high school together. We was roommates in college together. I helped him in his pledge program. Then I pledged under him. Big ass mistake. But we are both frat brothers. Almighty Omega Sci-Fi. One of the great Qs. Ladies and gentlemen, if you see him today, call him and tell him that his homie of 61 years, this go deeper than the frat now. Me and Ricardo Prue, we deeper than Omega Sci-Fi. We knew each other before there was any idea that Omega existed. So our love and friendship was formed before the greatest frat brought into our life the true meaning of friendship is essential to the soul. Happy birthday, Ricardo Prue, 66 years old today. My dog, your boy Wonder Love, I made it, man. Appreciate the love and support.
Yeah. That's nice. That's real
that's
nice.
That's a friendship. That's a brotherhood right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, yeah it it's, is. That's some amazing stuff, man. Them cats I grew up with, man. Mm-hmm. Them boys is.
Loyalty.
Man, we've been friends a long time. 112th Street crew, the 112th Street boys. Okay. Hey, these are my closing remarks. I was talking with my trainer, and we both sat down and we had a long conversation. And it kind of ties back to the question that one of the callers called in today, and I just wanted to take some time to reiterate. Two of the things that are required for just two, there are several things that you need to be successful. But people talk about motivation. What is your motivation? I want you to understand something about motivation, because people say, well, you should stick to the task because you got to focus on your motivation. So they expect you to come to the gym every day and be motivated to be there. But what a person has to understand is your motivation changes. You can wake up one morning and be so motivated to go to the gym, but then this thing occurs called life. A loved one needs you. An emergency happens. You wake up and there's something that's prominent in your life that has to be dealt with. Well, guess what happens to that motivation? The motivation shifts. It shifts to that more immediate problem. I got you on a workout. And I got your motivation is to look good for your health and to stay strong and get healthy and live longer and look better. But right now, there's an emergency that has happened in your life, and you got to put that workout to the side to deal with this new motivation. The new motivation is to solve this problem that's in front of you. So as motivated as you want to choose to be about working out or losing weight or becoming successful, when life happens, your motivation oftentimes has to shift to address something that's happening in your life. That's the reality of the world. When them kids need you, man, your motivation has to shift. When your spouse or loved one needs you, your motivation has to shift. When the house on fire, your motivation has to shift. When you get the call that somebody you care about was in a car accident, your motivation has to shift. So, Steve, what happens when your motivation shifts? Here's where one of the most important things about becoming successful in weight loss, career, money, climbing the corporate ladder, going to school, getting your education. The one thing that cannot waver is your discipline. You have to remain disciplined to the goal. you have to do, the true definition of discipline for me is doing what you have to do even when you don't want to. So after you address the more immediate motivation, you must now find a way to still accomplish the goal. The discipline of wanting to see it through and accomplish the goal is so critical. You must remain disciplined through all the hardship, all the shifts in motivation, all the emergencies. Discipline. You have to do what you have to do even when you don't want to. Remain disciplined through it all. Those are my closing remarks. Happy birthday, Ricardo Prude, my dog, Sci-Fi, always. Hey, y'all, talk to God today. Love to hear from you. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.